The Sentry report highlights the connection between illegal gold mining in parts of South Sudan and human rights violations, such as the recruitment of child soldiers and forced labor. Brian Adeba, who co-authored the report, says the release is aimed at informing the world that the business of gold mining and exporting gold from South Sudan and other African countries contributes to human rights abuses and continues to fuel armed conflict and corruption.
That gold is tainted. It has human blood on it. It has a tag of human rights abuses on it. And therefore, if you purchase that gold from Sudan, from South Sudan, and from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and from Central African Republic, you're potentially contributing to fueling the conflict.
In South Sudan, the report documented how the National Salvation Front, a rebel movement fighting President Salva Kiir's government, and the SPLM-IO, a former rebel group, are participating in the illicit and very lucrative exploitation of gold. Gold mined in South Sudan usually makes its way via Uganda to the United Arab Emirates, or UAE, says the report. Both NAS and SPLM-IO officials deny their groups are involved in the illicit gold mining business. Colonel Lampaul Gabriel, deputy spokesperson of the SPLM-IO, says if any gold mining is taking place in SPLM-IO-controlled areas, it is practiced by individuals but not the party.
We need to differentiate between the movement and individuals. We know the individual works for the movement, but now, if the movement did not authorize you to do something and it did something on your own, it is not the movement that is responsible. We will investigate and make sure that, okay, you are brought to justice, but doesn't mean that we are responsible for your mistakes.
So, Ba Samuel is a spokesperson for the National Salvation Front.
If you are involved in this thing, then I think it should have gone smoothly. So, we are not involved in this. First of all, as the rebels, where do you sell this gold? And then number two, where are the equipments for the extraction of gold that you can be able to get it in large quantity and sell it out and finance the war? You know how expensive financing war it is.
A report released last year by a UN panel of experts detailed the existence of gold mining activities by NAS and SPLM-IO in several areas of Central Equatoria State, including Gorom, the Luri River Basin west of Juba, Lobonok, Morobo, Wonduruba, and rivers and streams around Kajokeji. In Western Equatoria State, gold mining takes place along the border with the DRC. In Eastern Equatoria, it happens in various rivers around Kapoita and along the Ugandan border southeast of Chukudum, according to the UN report. The Sentry's report says once extracted, the gold is covertly moved across borders. Smugglers are able to conceal the gold's connection to armed groups or army units as it enters formal markets for the first time. A number of policy and regulatory loopholes and shortcomings in the UAE's anti-money laundering rules have allowed the trade in conflict gold to flourish, says the report. James Okuk, a senior research fellow and political analyst at the Juba-based Center for Strategic Policy Studies, warns that unless illicit gold mining is brought to an end, the practice will hurt South Sudan's future economic prospects. Okuk says the government should sign and implement peace deal with the parties involved so it can manage the country's resources.
Not only signing an agreement, but also fulfilling their needs after signing the agreement. Either they come and accommodate them in hotels and cater for their families, and this is where they can abandon this. But even signing an agreement and then their needs are not fulfilled, they will still continue doing the same business of survival.
Adeba says governments like South Sudan have an obligation to stop the illicit business and stop human rights abuses.
And the way to do that is to ensure that the conflict actually stops and mechanisms are put in place to ensure that the mining of gold is free from things like child labor, human rights abuses, forced conscription of children into armed forces, and then a certification process will ensue where the gold is certified as having complied with international standards in its production.
The report also recommends the UAE government address regulatory loopholes by requiring proof of payment for imported gold, requiring all gold refineries with a presence in the UAE to undergo independent audits, and banning cash transactions for gold above small amounts. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.